Father, it is a privilege to be up here at my pastor's pulpit, as many of us deacons and elders come up and have that privilege to teach here. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name for this evening. Father, I am so grateful for this evening. I am so grateful, Lord, where you have put me at this church, Lord, at ACA. I am so grateful, Father, for my family being at ACA. I am so grateful, Lord, for my church family that is here every Wednesday and every Sunday, Lord. Prayer services, Lord, on Tuesdays. Our end of the month prayer service, Lord, I am so grateful that my brothers and sisters are faithful, Lord God, and come out. I just thank you, Lord God, for this evening, that, Father, this word blesses, Father God, everyone that hears it, whether it's the people that are here tonight, whether it's by CD or via the internet. I thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that this is an uplifting message, and it blesses all that hear it in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. You can be seated. Everybody's doing well tonight, amen. Whew. I'm going to empty this one first. Oh, no, I'm okay there. Thank you. Yeah. Be blessed, church. Amen. This is going to be a colorful message tonight. Yeah. It's colorful. I simply ran out of white paper, so I had this fluorescent yellow. But then Bert gave the confessions we had to give, and she had hers in yellow paper, so I did not steal her message. This is not a continuation of. Amen. Say this after me, church. I am so grateful. Now put it together. I am so grateful. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes, amen. Thank you, Denny. These are four words that seem to have vanished from a lot of people's vocabulary. Amen. Being grateful. Being focused. This message is one that I hope will lift you up as it did lift me up. You reflect when you do a message like this. You really do. I hope, again, it will lift you up and get us all thinking. Not that you don't, but sometimes we go off the beaten path. Amen. Getting everyone thinking in the correct direction. My goal, God's goal, I believe, is to get everybody here, their focus up to par. Amen. Get our focus where it belongs. God knows. God knows that I have failed at times. But God is no respecter of person. Doesn't hate me. Doesn't hate you. He just kind of shake you a little bit and say, son, daughter, get your focus up. You're not thinking in the right direction. And if we get stubborn and don't listen to that still, quiet voice, then you have brothers and sisters, Dean, that will give you a shot and say, I'm going to talk to you. I am so grateful for the men and women in this church. You have no idea, church. And if you haven't guessed by now, tonight's title is, I am so grateful. That is the title for tonight's message. Amen? Are you grateful? It's time for us to show it. Amen? By showing it's an attitude of gratitude, church. I believe that a lot. The world, the news, and all that is bad in it, we can get caught up in focusing on that. Amen? Wrong focus. Here's what I want you to do. I just want you to think a short 3 to 5 years ago of where you were. Think about it. Yeah. Amen. And look at where you're at now. What God has brought us, each and every one of us, through. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. Don't be afraid to shout it out through the message. Don't be afraid. I am so grateful. And then when you start thinking about the confessions that Bert had given, those are confessions we make every day. I am so grateful for the teaching that comes from this pulpit. I am. I am so grateful for my Pastor Bannon. I am so grateful for Roberta. And listen, I pray for them daily, and when I say that, I'm grateful for her as well, because everything that our pastor goes through, Roberta goes through as well. Amen? Amen? That's why our hedge cannot be broken. I am so grateful for them. I am so grateful for Pastor Jack. I am so grateful for Teresa. I lift them. Mother Teresa. When we lift them up, you lift up Teresa as well. Because she goes through, the weight of the church is heavy. But that's why God has given us a helps ministry. I am so grateful for our helps ministry. I am so grateful, church. Focus on the right things. Not, oh, and it does happen, Pastor Jack. I'm not saying Pastor Jack does, because this man, he just like, he keeps everything in line. I am so grateful for Leanne and what she does with those children in the back and the extra job she has taken on. I am so grateful. I am so grateful for the clothing ministry and the clothing drive. And I am so grateful for all of you that come out and don't let Miss Teresa or whomever, Anna, any of them, do it on their own. I am so grateful. Yes. I am so grateful. It takes more than one person to run a church. Focus on the right things. Scott and Mick, I haven't had the pleasure of having son number two yet in my classes, but I'm sure that he is going to be a blessing just like Augie is, because you two have done a fantastic job. He blessed me last week. And what I saw in that young man's face, and Dean, you can attest to it, is his eyes. That young man has a hunger for the things of the Lord, and that will serve him well the rest of his life. It will. And it will be contagious. You watch what I tell you. It will be contagious. Yes, it will. It is. It will be. It will be. I am so grateful for the innocence of children that come up to their parents or their family members and just talk to them about Jesus. I'm so grateful. Amen. I can remember, I used to do that song by Carmen, Jesus Christ is Lord, and God's still on the throne. There's power in the blood, and I'm saved to the bone. You remember? My mother-in-law was at the house one day. I don't think Jenna was 5 years old. And I put it on, and her aunt, my wife's aunt, my mother-in-law's sister was there. And she sang it to them at 5 years old and did those little moves, you know what I mean? At 5 years old. Do you know that song from that little child touched those two? And they got saved. They came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Through the innocence of a child, I am so grateful that children just aren't ashamed. There's where our focus needs to be, church. Do we even know what we have here at El Equipo Christian Assembly? Do we? Do we know what we have? Do we even know how blessed we are here at ACA? Think about it. Think about it. Do we even know what the potential we have here at ACA is? Do we? Our potential, get our focus on. High alert is sky high. We say that ACA is one of the best kept secrets in the valley, don't we? Well, it's time for it not to be a secret any longer. Amen? See, when we're grateful and we start telling everybody about the things that the Lord have done to you, and not focusing on what the world has done, but what the Lord, how the Lord has taken us out of it. I am so grateful. People put an ear to it and they start to listen. because you're grateful and your focus is where it belongs, and you're talking about Jesus Christ, His love, the healing power, how He's taken you out of debt. You were broke, busted, and disgusted, but He got you out of the muck and the mire. Your feet are not stuck in the miry clay. I am so grateful for what God has done for me and my family. Amen. I am so grateful. Focus. Turn to, if you will, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. The New Living Translation, I am so grateful, church. Get to the point where when you go home tonight, start saying, I am so grateful. I am so grateful. I'm telling you, it'll change things. When I started doing this message, I started preaching myself happy. The things that Pastor Bannon and Bert and Dean and Bob and Pastor Jack, the message that is coming from this pulpit, I am so grateful, because every message that comes from this pulpit is life-changing. Just think of the title, I am so grateful. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 NLT. Remember our focus, church. Be thankful in all circumstances, not some, but all. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Be thankful. Be grateful in all circumstances. Now, that doesn't mean that when things are tough, that you're saying, this is, God has put this on me. No. No. No, 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 no. There's going to be tough times, but you are still grateful in that situation. Why? I am so grateful, Lord, because You are my God. You supply all my needs. I am so grateful that I am going through this valley now, but I know that You are going to get me out of this. I am so grateful. Every trial that we go through is a lesson, and shame on us if we don't learn from it. Amen? I am so grateful, church, what He brings me through. 1 Thessalonians, same scripture, 5:18, in the message, I'm going to read 16 through 18. I love the way the message brings it out. Be cheerful. Yeah. No matter what. Pray at all times. Thank God no matter what happens. Think about that, church. Thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you who belong to Jesus Christ to live. Christ Jesus. Be thankful at all times. I am so grateful. Tim, how can you be so grateful when you're going through this? Because I know who my God is. I know. Does it hurt when you go through things? Absolutely. Through things? Absolutely. Be grateful, church, because you have a church that loves you. I am so grateful for ACA. I am so grateful that when I get on my knees and I bend God's ear, He listens to my prayers. I am so grateful that He didn't say, I'll think about answering them. He does answer them. Isn't that right, Pastor Jack? Just like only believe, Pastor Jack's only believe. Only believe. Healed in Jesus' name. Right, brother? Amen. Amen. I am so grateful that He watches over His word to perform it. So that means I am so grateful that no matter what my body is going through, new liver, I am so grateful knowing that God will supply all of my needs. I am so grateful. Amen. I know I'm pounding that title home. I know I am. Be cheerful no matter what. Sometimes, church, it's hard to do, isn't it? It really is. I am so grateful, again, to have Pastor Bannon and Bert. I am so grateful, to have Pastor Jack and Teresa in my life. I can't tell you. Again, I say the wives because what the pastors go through, their wives and family go through as well. And family. It's an attitude, church, of gratitude is what we need more today. Amen? And I'm not saying that you don't. I'm preaching to me because it's so easy for me to slide in a way. It really is. Because the world weighs on you, the job weighs on you, your boss weighs on you, and then people start, and it's so easy for you to get caught up into that, and you start slip sliding away instead of focusing on the positive and being grateful. We start wallowing in that muck and mire. It's easy to do. It really is. So when you start get laying down, start saying to yourself, I am so grateful. Not for the situation, but the situation will be resolved because I know who I serve. Amen. Amen. I know, church, that Pastor Bannon calls the church when he is physically not here. I know he does. I know he does when he's not here. And Pastor Jack, like the good associate pastor that he is, fills Pastor Bannon in on the things that happen for the day or whatever people call. I know it happens. Now, church, I guarantee you, this is why I am so grateful for Pastor Bannon. When he calls, without hesitation, Pastor Bannon will pray for you immediately. I know it. I am so grateful. And if that isn't enough, Pastor Bannon will call you. Brother, how you doing? Those are encouraging phone calls at the right time. I am so grateful that they listen to that Holy Spirit. Brother Dean, I am so grateful for the messages you send to me. Those are uplifting. Yes, they are. But they are a blessing. Yes, they are. You got to keep you humble. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. You had to be into that text message. Yeah. Listen, church, be very, very grateful. Be grateful. Because when something happens, be grateful. Because Pastor Jack puts out an all-points bulletin. I am so grateful for that all-points bulletin. And he sets out those texts to the prayer warriors. And I am so grateful that when those texts are sent out, I know the men and women in this church, I am so grateful for all of you all. Because I know if you're able to, that, and the majority of, depends on what you're doing, but I guarantee you that we stop immediately what we are doing. And we start praying because prayer changes things. Say it again, I am so grateful. I know because prayer changes things. I am so grateful that Pastor Jack sends that all points bulletin out. And I am so grateful because I know that God hears the prayers of a faithful man and woman. I know. I don't care, Flo, what your business is going through. I am so grateful because he knows your needs. And if it's not coming in, he will send them in from the north, the south, and east, and the west because you are a tither. Amen. I am so grateful. Ephesians 6:18 NLT. I promise I wasn't going to keep you long, but this is, I'm just trying to hit it home, church. Ephesians 6:18. Pray in the Spirit at all times, not some of the times. And on every occasion, stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Be persistent. I am so grateful that we have that here at Aliquippa Christian Assembly. I know people that call here. They don't even attend here and just say, can you pray for my family member? Because they know that we see prayers answered. I am so grateful because prayers do change things. My oldest brother, Pete, I've said this before. He said, if I want a prayer answered, I'm calling them Pentecostals because they think God owes them. It's not that he owes us. We, Pastor Jack, we only believe. And we know that God will answer his prayer. Our prayer, I'm sorry. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. Aren't you, church? Ephesians, same chapter. I'm going to read 18 out of the message. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. This isn't a walk through life, church. What we are going through, we're a body of Christ, and we are in a war, make no mistake. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Amen? There are so many things, church, that can try and get us out of this race. Pressure, stress, problems, etc. But church, I am so grateful for this church. I really am. I am so grateful. I want to tell you that what I do is I fix things, church. I start reflecting on things that happen, and then when I see the change because of simple prayer, or I'm able to talk to somebody, and I'm uplifted, and then when we're grateful, because you're uplifted, it seems like those problems aren't so bad anymore. Isn't that right, Pastor Jack? It's just, they're there, but they're not so bad anymore. Are they tough? Sure, they're tough. But Donnie, you can get through it. I am so grateful because you have a family that loves you and is constantly praying for you. And those of you that are parents, I'm a fixer. I fix things. It's what I do. Not just with my children, but things that happen in the home and the household. I fix things because if you're a parent, you know what I'm talking about. If something goes wrong, you fix it. Recently, I just can't get into depth, but some things have happened that I simply couldn't fix, church. I couldn't fix it. I didn't know. And boy, did that bother me. Man, did that bother me. And when something like that happens, I want you to know, be grateful. I am so grateful for this church. This is why I'm pounding this home. That there are men and women in this church that will stand behind you and lift you up in prayer. I am so grateful for those men and women. Because when you go through that, it's a weight on you, but you're not alone. And then when we go through that, and those men and women help you, give you advice, know that they pray for you, and they start lifting you up all of a sudden, it's a light. And all of a sudden, it's not as bad as you think it is. Amen? When this came up, because of the people praying, I know, church, what God said to me. The words He said to me was, check this out. It's okay. I got this. God's in control. So, being grateful, now you got to learn to give it, what did the lesson, Bert had? Let it go. Boy, was that a great message. Just let it go. Pastor Jack, you used that as well, did you not? Let it go, because it's a burden, and it'll weigh you down. I am so grateful for this church praying and lifting you up. Amen. Matthew 11, 28 and 30, NIV. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Think about that. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Only God. Amen? Learn from Him. I do want to read the same one out of the message. Go ahead, brother. Are you tired? I'm so grateful for this word, church. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Amen? Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Wow. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and, what's the word, Dean?
Lightly.
The burdens aren't heavy anymore. You will go through them, but I'm so grateful, church. Yep, they are. I am so grateful to know that everything we need is found in this word. Everything, not a little bit, but everything. This is our manual. Now all we have to do is apply this word. Amen? Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Living Bible. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs, and don't, not that He doesn't already know, really. But when we do that, it benefits you, church. It benefits you. God already knows your needs, but tell Him anyway, because now you're actually talking to Him. You know, we get away from that. He knows. He wants you to talk to Him. And don't forget to thank Him for His answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. Same scriptures. I love the Message Bible. 6 and 7. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Now that will take care. Yeah. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. That'll take a weight of the world off of you right there. Instead of worrying, how many times has pastor said, man, instead of worrying, pray in the Spirit. Pray. Pray, 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 pray. It will change things. Why? Because now you're praying. You're not focused. Our focus needs to be up to par. It needs to be sky high. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers. Wow. So now we use them and shape them into prayers. Shape them into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Again, He already knows, but He wants to hear from you. Just like when He said, Adam, where are you? You don't think He knew where he was? He wanted an answer. Letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displays worry at the center, worry at the center of your life. Cast all your cares on Him, church. He wants them. That will free us up to concentrate on Him and not any problem that you and I will. And when you concentrate on Him and not your problem, I promise you, you will hear, it's okay. I got this. I promise you, you will hear it. It's okay. I got this. Amen. I am so grateful, church, so very grateful. We also have to watch our tongues, church. Hello. I'm learning. I'm still learning. Yeah. Did you ever have a family member or a friend always do something that was always weighing them down, always getting them in trouble, never taking good advice? Am I the only one? No. We have a tendency to say they will never amount to anything. Miss Teresa set me straight on this. They will never amount to anything. They are always going to have trouble because they just won't listen. Stop it! Don't speak that in their life. It's poison. You may not see it, but you speak life into them. We know better than this, church. Train ourselves to speak life to them every single day. Stop speaking the poison, but speak. We're not moved by what we see, and what we see may not be good, but I'm going to speak life into that situation. I am so grateful. We're not moved by what we hear, but I'm going to speak life into that instead of poison. I'm so grateful because He watches over His word to perform it. Our tongue is powerful. We've been taught that for years. Proverbs 18:21, New King James. Everybody knows it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And now in the Message, words kill. Words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. God has given us a choice. We have a free will. Choose this day whom you will serve. Choose this day what you will speak. Amen. I'm so grateful for the teachings that come. We need to focus on the positive, church. Romans 12:12. We're okay on time, Pastor Jack? Good. Thank you. English Standard Version. I like this. Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation, because it'll come. And be constant in prayer. There we go again. Getting back in prayer. Be constant in prayer. And then the Expanded Bible says this same verse. Be joyful because, church, you have hope. Be joyful. Rejoice in hope. Be patient. In parentheses, it says endure. When trouble comes, in parentheses, in suffering tribulation, and pray at all times, faithfully, with persistence and perseverance. Don't give up. Don't quit. Be grateful that God is going to bring you through every situation that we go through. I am so grateful. Because, Pastor Jack, when all those I have seen a change. You understand? I have seen a consistency. Thank you, Jesus. Because of the faithful brothers and sisters here praying for the situations that I need to pray. I've seen it. When my father was coming here. Now you got to understand my dad's background. I never thought, Tracy, I don't know if you remember, we were singing up here and Dad used to sit there. I'm sorry, right here. Remember Dean? Yep. And the Holy Spirit, I never thought I'd see my dad do this. Never, never, never. But then he found Jesus Christ. Oh, he always loved the Lord, but he found him. I am so grateful for people speaking into my father's life because he's saved. He's walking the streets of heaven right now, the golden streets of glory. The Holy Spirit stopped me. None of my brothers got a chance to see this. But they saw other things. But this I saw. There was my father. I knew his background. Made a lot of mistakes, don't we all? But my father was sitting in that chair, standing, raising his hands, worshiping and praising Jesus Christ. I am so grateful for people speaking to his life, being saved. Because I know that I will see him again. I am so grateful. Pastor, I'm getting ahead of him, always says that all quit is where? In your head. I am so grateful, church, that I can call my church family and they will boost me up because we at ACA are not quitters. Amen? We are not quitters here. This is a church on fire with the Holy Spirit and a powerful, powerful message it goes to from the pulpit every Sunday and every Wednesday evening. Again, church, I want to go back to 1 Thessalonians. You don't have to change there. We're going to read the Message again, 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18. Be cheerful no matter what. Pray at all times. Excuse me. Thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you who belongs to Christ Jesus to live. Be cheerful no matter what, church. Be grateful. It's an attitude of gratitude. I say that right? Yeah, I did. When we do this with speaking life into every situation, church, I'm telling you, I'm preaching to myself. When I was doing this, I'm preaching myself happy. I'm saying, you idiot. Okay, light bulb's going off. Okay, you see? When we do this with speaking life into the situation, I promise you, you will see changes before your very eyes, church. You will. I'm going to read this to you. I will close with this. It's a title. It's called Attitude by Charles Swindoll. I don't know that I've ever read this before, but it bears repeating if I did. Excuse me. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude in my life. Attitude to me is more important than facts. It is more important than the past, than education, than money, than circumstances, than failures, than successes, than what other people think or say or do. There's our focus. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, or a home, your attitude. The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. God knows I've tried. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. We can't do it. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% of what happens to me and 90% of how I react to it. That'll teach. And so it is with you and I. We are in charge of our attitudes. Amen. Church, our problems are not so big that God cannot handle them. Amen. If you will, church, I'm going to turn this off and